More acres were dedicated to soybeans in 2012 than any other row crop in Louisiana. LSU Ag Center researchers in Northeast Louisiana are helping farmers improve the way they grow soybeans. Donnie Miller is evaluating the effects of residual herbicides on weeds that have become resistant to the glyphosate herbicide, which was so effective on Roundup-ready crops.
People are starting to see the value again of including these residual materials because they are very effective on some of these weeds which have developed resistance to glyphosate.
Residual herbicides have to be activated, usually by irrigation or rain. Dry weather can reduce the herbicide's ability to control weeds. Miller is studying which ones perform best under dry conditions.
So we're also looking at situations where, what if it lays there for 7 days without a rain? What if it lays there for 14 days without a rain, 21 days without a rain? Which products separate themselves as being able to give us some control even though they're not activated?
Soybeans have different maturity groups and varieties within those groups. Josh Lofton's research looks at four planting dates to see which maturity groups and varieties work best for which date. Optimum planting is in April, but some growers don't get their crop in until much later.
We have a lot of growers, specifically up here in the Northeast, that as soon as they harvest wheat, they're already thinking about putting soybeans in. So they need to know what maturity group, because they're not planting in April, they're planting in June. So they need to look at their maturity group that best suits that system.
Miller and Lofton presented their research to farmers at the LSU Ag Center's Northeast Research Station Field Day. With the LSU Ag Center, this is Toby Blanchard reporting.